There's a really dirty word in email marketing, and it is unsubscribe. Let's face it, unsubscribe is a dreaded word for all of us. We work so hard to build our email list, we don't even want to see one person go away. But what if you could turn that frown upside down? When somebody is about to click that unsubscribe button, what if you made them pause and think, maybe I don't want to do this? Today's quick tip is all about spicing up your unsubscribe section so that you can leave a positive final impression or, better yet, prevent them from leaving altogether.
Welcome to Copy That Converts, the podcast that gives you copywriting and email marketing tips to help your business connect with ideal clients who will actually buy. Consider me your bossy big sister for your business. I'll tell you exactly what to do to create high converting copy so you can close your laptop with confidence knowing that you've created words that work. I'm Megan Wisdom, a certified copywriter and bona fide big sis who's helped 5, 6, and 7-figure business owners make thousands of dollars through email marketing. And I want to help you do that too. Get ready for some no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is advice with a sprinkle of fun as we learn how to create copy that converts into sales.
Quick tips are great, but you know what's even better? Not having to deal with your email marketing at all. Summer is just around the corner, and if you are ready to go live your best poolside life or hang out with your kids instead of dealing with all the business to-dos, then I would love to take email marketing off your plate altogether. And we are finally opening up some new spots here at Megan Wisdom Copywriting. So if you are interested in done-for-you full-service email marketing, then click on the link in the show notes and see if it's for you.
Okay, picture this. I can see it now. Someone is feeling severe inbox fatigue. They are so overwhelmed, their inbox is full, and they are on a mission just to delete it all and get to inbox zero. So they scroll all the way down to that teeny tiny hyperlink that says unsubscribe. But wait, what's this? There's not just a link there, not just an address. It's a little tiny paragraph or a little bit of a sentence filled with puns or dad jokes or even a desperate, let's not break up yet note. What would that do for you? Would you stop and reconsider hitting that unsubscribe button? I think a touch of humor or a splash of personality in that unsubscribe section can disarm people who are potentially feeling like it's time to break up or let go. And it also gives you a chance to show off your brand personality and lets them know, like, you're not really taking things too seriously. Yes, we hate unsubscribes, but also we get it, right? You've unsubscribed from emails before. It doesn't mean you're breaking up forever. And it could possibly just using that little bit of fun and personality could persuade them to stay on your list just a little bit longer, give you another chance, and give them time to get over their inbox overwhelm. So there are different approaches to this, and it really, truly depends on your brand of voice. Maybe you're just really straightforward. You don't do a lot of humor or anything like that. Maybe you just are very sweet and kind. I get it. Your inbox is overflowing, but you're always welcome here. Come back soon. Something like that, along with the unsubscribe link. Or maybe you're an English teacher selling English products. You could throw in a little Shakespeare. Parting is such sweet sorrow. I hope this isn't goodbye forever. But you could also do something fun and even self-depreciating. Something like, was it something I said? Was it the dad jokes or the office memes? So sorry, but if you still want to unsubscribe, you can click here. Hope you come back again. Adding in a little splash of personality that reflects who you are and what is usually coming into their inbox from you. Just remember, keep it brand consistent. Your humor should align with your overall brand voice or whatever you're saying there. Just keep it light also. Don't be offensive. Avoid anything that seems like you might be angry about them leaving. Be very gentle, be very kind, be very funny. Those things are always going to disarm people and make them remember, you know, when you leave a relationship on a good note, you're always more likely to have positive interactions with that person in the future. We want the same with our email subscribers as well. So focus on this positive outcome. Even if they unsubscribe, make sure that you've kept that door open for a future reconnection. Here's your homework. You're going to review your unsubscribe section of your email currently. What's there? Is the tone good? Is the message? Is it just the standard came with your template stuff? Even just adding a little tweak of copy there, it's going to make you stand out. You're going to be different than other people because most people do just have the self-generated standard text, standard unsubscribe text there. So review that unsubscribe section and brainstorm some witty phrases or lighthearted jokes or references that fit within your brand voice. And I want you to just do one thing. Write one sentence and add it to your newsletter template. Or just try it out. If you want to try it out with me, I would love to read over those. I can't wait to see what you come up with. You've got to send me a screenshot of your homework or email me the line that you came up with. If you do, screenshot it, tag me on Instagram at Megan Wisdom Writes, because I'm always up for a good laugh or a fun piece of copy. I love seeing the creativity of people in the world. So many good brains out there. Go use yours and come back and tell me what you've done. Until next week, when we drop another hot copy tip that you can use to make your email marketing 1% better.
Hey, real quick before you go, if you enjoyed this episode or learned something new, I'd be so grateful if you shared it with a business bestie. Or better yet, leave a review on iTunes, because by doing so, you'll help this podcast reach more business owners who can learn how to use copywriting to grow their businesses. And that's what we're all about here. So thanks.